Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы готовите радиопередачу с короткими интервью. Вы услышите 5 фрагментов интервью разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
It's large and spacious. There is a whiteboard, desks, and a teacher's table. But the most interesting feature is the special graffiti wall. We can write all kinds of questions on the material we are studying at the moment. For example, if you don't understand something, you can write your question on the wall, and another student or teacher writes the answer.
Speaker B. I'm always glad to come to this room sometime before the lesson and study the maps on the walls and samples of stones and rocks on the shelves. Yes, I find geography very interesting, and it's not a problem for me to spend hours writing out facts about famous travellers and their discoveries. My favourite classroom activity is studying and completing maps. Speaker C.
My grade for the maths test was unusually high, but I'm not happy about it at all. My friend Tracy isn't talking to me because of this. The thing is that in the exam room, I sat next to Tracy, and she's sure I copied the answers from her paper. That's not true, but she doesn't believe me. She thinks I cheated, and she hates any dishonesty.
Speaker D. I study in a large and modern school with well-equipped classrooms, a good gym, and a swimming pool. The latter are very important for me because I use them practically every day. When the lessons are over, my friend and I go to the gym to exercise or to play volleyball. Twice a week, I have a swimming class, and my friend does all kinds of experiments in the school chemistry laboratory. Speaker E.
Students' performance depends a lot on their ability to research and look for information by themselves. On the shelves, the books are arranged in alphabetical order. To find the book, you need to know the author. There is also an electronic catalogue and access to the internet resources. Just type in the keyword to find whatever you want.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
It's large and spacious. There is a whiteboard, desks, and a teacher's table. But the most interesting feature is the special graffiti wall. We can write all kinds of questions on the material we are studying at the moment. For example, If you don't understand something, you can write your question on the wall, and another student or teacher writes the answer.
Speaker B. I'm always glad to come to this room sometime before the lesson and study the maps on the walls and samples of stones and rocks on the shelves. Yes, I find geography very interesting, and it's not a problem for me to spend hours writing out facts about famous travellers and their discoveries. My favourite classroom activity is studying and completing maps. Speaker C.
My grade for the maths test was unusually high, but I'm not happy about it at all. My friend Tracy isn't talking to me because of this. The thing is that in the exam room, I sat next to Tracy, and she's sure I copied the answers from her paper. That's not true, but she doesn't believe me. She thinks I cheated, and she hates any dishonesty.
Speaker D. I study in a large and modern school with well-equipped classrooms, a good gym, and a swimming pool. The latter are very important for me because I use them practically every day. When the lessons are over, my friend and I go to the gym to exercise or to play volleyball. Twice a week, I have a swimming class, and my friend does all kinds of experiments in the school chemistry laboratory. Speaker E.
Students' performance depends a lot on their ability to research and look for information by themselves. On the shelves, the books are arranged in alphabetical order. To find the book, you need to know the author. There is also an electronic catalogue and access to the internet resources. Just type in the keyword to find whatever you want.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2.6. Вы услышите беседу. В заданиях 2.6 закончите предложение, заполнив пропуски. Необходимо вписать не более двух слов для каждого из заданий в соответствии с прослушанным текстом. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Oh, hi, Andrew. You are very early today.
Oh, Lucy, you are early too. There are still almost 40 minutes before the class.
It's because my dad gave me a lift to school today. Normally, I go by school bus. But today, he said he wanted to talk over some important matters with me and that we could talk on the way to school.
Oh, when my parents want to discuss something serious with me, it's always about how unhappy they are with my academic results.
No, it wasn't that. He was talking about my future career. I mean that it's high time I made a decision about it.
I understand. And you don't know what you really want to do when you grow up.
Exactly. I know what I definitely do not want to do. I do not want to be in finance or accounting. It seems extremely boring to work as an accountant, but Dad says it's a very stable and well-paid job.
My parents also put stability and good pay first. It doesn't occur to them that a job must be interesting and exciting.
My thoughts exactly. At the moment, I can't decide between a career as a teacher and as a police officer.
Ha! They will both give you all the excitement you need, and they both require strong nerves.
And good health. That's why I want to start doing sports again.
Have you ever gone in for sports?
A long time ago. I did some figure skating. Mum took me to the city skating rink, and I also cycled a bit. But it was for pleasure, not as a regular sport. Now I need something different. Athletics, I think, to develop my whole body and to build my stamina.
Yeah, athletics is the best choice considering your probable career choice. I do it too.
Do you?
Yes, I usually come to school early to have time to exercise in our gym. But today it's closed for some unknown reason, and it's too cold to exercise outdoors.
Pity.
Never mind, next time. The real pity is that we don't have a swimming pool in our school.
Yeah, I wish we had one. And I wouldn't mind a skating rink too. But alas, what class are we having first today?
Literature.
Oh, that's easy. We aren't going to write any tests or essays today, are we?
No, as far as I know. How did you do with the maths test yesterday, by the way?
Oh, it was really difficult. And I always make loads of small mistakes. Some silly mistakes in calculations. But because of them, my grades are always low.
Overall, your science grades are always high. You are really top of the class in science.
It's because I find it very interesting. I enjoy reading more about the topic than is needed for the homework. And today, I'm going to the cinema to watch a film about a great astrophysicist.
Are you talking about Stephen Hawking?
Yes, the film is about him. He's a genius. How about joining me? It starts at 6 p.m. and lasts for, I don't know, about 2 hours, probably.
I wish I could, but I have already made my plans for tonight. A friend of mine wants to drop in and discuss something, though I'm not sure this something is really important. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Oh, hi, Andrew. You are very early today.
Oh, Lucy, you are early too. There are still almost 40 minutes before the class.
It's because my dad gave me a lift to school today. Normally, I go by school bus. But today he said he wanted to talk over some important matters with me and that we could talk on the way to school.
Oh. When my parents want to discuss something serious with me, it's always about how unhappy they are with my academic results.
No, it wasn't that. He was talking about my future career. I mean that it's high time I made a decision about it.
I understand. And you don't know what you really want to do when you grow up.
Exactly. I know what I definitely do not want to do. I do not want to be in finance or accounting. It seems extremely boring to work as an accountant. But Dad says it's a very stable and well-paid job.
My parents also put stability and good pay first. It doesn't occur to them that a job must be interesting and exciting.
My thoughts exactly. At the moment, I can't decide between a career as a teacher and as a police officer.
Ha! They will both give you all the excitement you need, and they both require strong nerves.
And good health. That's why I want to start doing sports again.
Have you ever gone in for sports?
A long time ago. I did some figure skating. Mum took me to the city skating rink. And I also cycled a bit. but it was for pleasure, not as a regular sport. Now I need something different. Athletics, I think. To develop my whole body and to build my stamina.
Yeah, athletics is the best choice considering your probable career choice. I do it too.
Do you?
Yes, I usually come to school early to have time to exercise in our gym. But today it's closed for some unknown reason, and it's too cold to exercise outdoors.
Pity.
Never mind, next time. The real pity is that we don't have a swimming pool in our school.
Yeah, I wish we had one. And I wouldn't mind a skating rink too. But alas, what class are we having first today?
Literature.
Oh, that's easy. We aren't going to write any tests or essays today, are we?
No, as far as I know. How did you do with the maths test yesterday, by the way?
Oh, it was really difficult. And I always make loads of small mistakes. Some silly mistakes in calculations. But because of them, my grades are always low.
Overall, your science grades are always high. You are really top of the class in science.
It's because I find it very interesting. I enjoy reading more about the topic than is needed for the homework. And today, I'm going to the cinema to watch a film about a great astrophysicist.
Are you talking about Stephen Hawking?
Yes, the film is about him. He's a genius. How about joining me? It starts at 6 p.m. and lasts for, I don't know, about 2 hours probably.
I wish I could, but I have already made my plans for tonight. A friend of mine wants to drop in and discuss something, though I'm not sure this something is really important. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 7.12. Вы услышите рассказ Нэнси Смит о себе. Заполните таблицу, используя информацию из прослушанного текста. Используйте не более 2 слов для ответа на каждое задание. Не используйте цифры в своем ответе. Числительные пишите словами. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 20 секунд. Чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, I'm Nancy Smith. I'm from South Africa. I was born here, and I've lived here all my life. I'm 16. I want to be a doctor like my mum. Next year, when I turn 17, I'm planning to work in her hospital as a volunteer. It will help me to get a better idea of the job before I go to medical college. Naturally, high grades are very important to me. And I spend loads of time studying chemistry, biology, maths, and other subjects. I like biology most of all, though it is not easy. Apart from doing my homework, I read articles by leading biologists in scientific journals and take part in all sorts of contests on the subject. Now you see that I don't really have much time for sports activities. Which is a problem, because I want to be fit and healthy. But the only sport I can do now is swimming. It's because we have neither a dancing club nor a tennis court in our area. Fortunately, A large swimming pool is right across the street, and I go there 3 or 4 times a week. A healthy diet is also important, and I try to avoid junk food like hamburgers and French fries. What I can never resist is ice cream. I just love it. And Mum jokes that the happiest career for me would be as an ice cream seller. There's a point in her words. What can be better than selling vanilla and chocolate ice cream cones somewhere in a park? Only being a doctor. And I'm not joking now. I realised that I want to work in medicine when we had to bring our pony, Kitty, to a vet. We all love her very much, and I rode her when I was small. Kitty is a perfect pony for kids to learn riding. She is very calm and patient. On that day, however, she swallowed a plastic bag when she was grazing on the grass, and the vet had to operate on her to save her life.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, I'm Nancy Smith. I'm from South Africa. I was born here, and I've lived here all my life. I'm 16. I want to be a doctor like my mum. Next year, when I turn 17, I'm planning to work in her hospital as a volunteer. It will help me to get a better idea of the job before I go to medical college. Naturally, high grades are very important to me, and I spend loads of time studying chemistry, biology, maths, and other subjects. I like biology most of all, though it is not easy. Apart from doing my homework, I read articles by leading biologists in scientific journals and take part in all sorts of contests on the subject. Now you see that I don't really have much time for sports activities, which is a problem, because I want to be fit and healthy. But the only sport I can do now is swimming. It's because we have neither a dancing club nor a tennis court in our area. Fortunately, a large swimming pool is right across the street, and I go there 3 or 4 times a week. A healthy diet is also important, and I try to avoid junk food like hamburgers and French fries. What I can never resist is ice cream. I just love it. And Mum jokes that the happiest career for me would be as an ice cream seller. There's a point in her words. What can be better than selling vanilla and chocolate ice cream cones somewhere in a park? Only being a doctor. And I'm not joking now. I realised that I want to work in medicine when we had to bring our pony, Kitty, to a vet. We all love her very much, and I rode her when I was small. Kitty is a perfect pony for kids to learn riding. She is very calm and patient. On that day, however, she swallowed a plastic bag when she was grazing on the grass, and the vet had to operate on her to save her life.
This is the end of the tasks. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.